Haynes and Skagway local election results are in. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. In the six-way race for two Haynesboro Assembly seats, there are two clear winners. They include an author and the publisher of the local newspaper. Heather Lundy and Tom Morfitt were the top vote-getters in preliminary results from Tuesday's municipal election. Voters had lots of choices this election. Six candidates with a wide range of views and experience put their names in the running for assembly. One issue that seemed to spark more interest both among candidates and among voters is the $30 million plus small boat harbor expansion. The project is meant to provide better facilities for the town's fishing industry. Here's resident Connie Allen outside the polls Tuesday.
It's very vital to our survival as a town.
But many residents have spoken out against components of the project, like a steel wave barrier and an expanded parking lot. The harbor project was on Jim Wilson's mind when he voted Tuesday afternoon.
The way that they want to extend the breakwater might not be the best alternative. And likewise, if I go to the Lookout Park, I'd like to look out over Lynn Canal, not a parking lot.
Based on who was elected, those who have reservations about the harbor expansion seem to have come to the polls in stronger numbers. Here's Heather Lundy shortly after she found out she earned 483 votes Tuesday night.
I would like to see us get the harbor issue somehow to the people on a ballot. I think it was pretty clear that was, especially with both Tom and I being elected and the way the campaign went, that's something that it looks like people would like.
Tom Morfitt garnered the second most amount of votes at 423. During his campaign, he proposed the borough hold an advisory vote to gauge public support of the harbor project's major components. That way, Morfitt says, the assembly can draw on that input as decisions about the project come up.
I like to see the numbers. I like to see where the community lines up.
Some harbor proponents have said the time has come and gone for people to give input. The Ports and Harbors Committee, which spearheaded the expansion, had dozens of open meetings while planning the project. Morfitt thinks the assembly should learn from this experience and formalize in borough code a better public process for this type of major project.
You know, when you go to spend that much money of public money, it's the obligation of the leadership to go to the public and say, is this what you want? And I think that's what didn't happen here and how we kind of got wrapped around the axe on it.
Morfitt has worked as a reporter and editor at the Haynes newspaper, the Chilkat Valley News, for decades. He took over ownership of the paper a few years ago. Now he'll go from scrutinizing the assembly to serving on it.
Yeah, it's going to be an education for me, being on the other side of the questions and the other side of the criticism.
Morfitt hopes to sell the paper to a local buyer as soon as possible. Both Morfitt and Lundy complimented the other candidates, Ryan Cook, Leonard Dubber, Judy Erickson, and Diana Lapham, for the debate and ideas they contributed. Lundy specifically thanked Assemblywoman Lapham, whose bid for re-election fell short Tuesday with 363 votes.
She's gone to a lot of meetings and worked really hard, and I think she deserves a lot of thanks.
As for Lapham, she says just because she lost her assembly seat doesn't mean she's going away. She says Lundy and Morfitt's election changes the balance on the assembly in a way that concerns her.
We have somewhat of a liberal assembly. I don't feel that there's a true representation on the assembly for the working man, for the people that want to see some good, responsible development in Haynes.
She predicts that the tie votes that happened fairly regularly on the old assembly will be rare on the new one.
What people fail to realize is ties can be good because you do not necessarily, this community is not like-minded. Everyone has their own opinions. They are passionate about their opinions.
But Lundy has a different perspective. She says, talking to voters, she was surprised by how much people agree on.
I do think we have more of a consensus in Haines than kind of the party line has led us to believe.
Outside the polling station Tuesday, voter Paul Gaines said whoever is elected, he hopes they can see both sides of an issue and figure out a way to work for everyone. Election results will be certified October 25th. The voting is over in Skagway, where there will soon be two newly elected assembly members, a different face on the school board, and where one important ballot question is still too close to call. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
There are certainly a couple of issues that are very prominent on everybody's mind.
As Jan Tronrud left the polls at Skagway City Hall, her mind wasn't on just one issue. She wants assembly candidates that are grounded in the community and have a long-term vision for it.
I'm really looking for a broader base interest in the community, long-term future for the town, more than just the port, more than just senior housing, more than any particular issue.
There are still 93 absentee ballots left to count, so the results are not yet certain. But when the polls closed Tuesday, preliminary results show Orion Hansen and Tim Cochran winning the most votes in the assembly race. Newcomer Orion Hansen came out on top with 205 votes.
I'm excited, nervous, and humbled by the support of Skagway voters.
Hansen is a general contractor and chair of the Skagway Planning and Zoning Commission.
I think that I can be a positive person on the assembly to be proactive and make changes and be transparent and represent the town of Skagway.
Transparency has been an important point for Hansen throughout the assembly race. It's something he said is important in going forward with discussions about the port. That was a big issue on last year's ballot. In 2015, voters rejected a tidelands lease extension between the municipality and the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. It's not up for vote again this year, but the future of the waterfront is definitely still on voters' minds. Here's resident Lori Bevel.
We need to, pick good leaders so that when that does go forward, we can trust the choices they're going to make for us.
The waterfront is a priority for incumbent Tim Cochran, too. Cochran works for Petro Marine Services, and with 192 votes, he's earned enough support for a third term on the assembly.
I'm honored that the voters trust me to serve again. It's a pleasure to serve, and I think we should all try to give back to our community.
There was one other candidate on the ballot, but with 144 votes, David Brenna, a real estate developer who ran a write-in campaign last year, was unable to secure a seat. Brenna declined to comment until the absentee ballots are counted and the results are certified later this week. A fourth candidate launched a last-minute write-in campaign just before the deadline on Friday. Spencer Morgan is currently finishing his first term on the assembly, but did not earn enough votes to retain his seat. There were 124 write-in votes counted, but who earned each of them is unknown. Write-in votes are only tallied for individuals if they come in first or second. Beyond the assembly race, there is no clear answer in the question of whether the borough should use a $6 million bond to fund a new senior center and housing project. There is currently no permanent senior center in Skagway. Right now, there are 180 votes for the bond and 186 against.
I'm a little sad about it being close. I don't like to see the town split 50-50 on an issue like this.
Michael Baish is the chair of the Senior Ad Hoc Committee. Earlier this year, they asked the Assembly for funding for the project, and the Assembly proposed the bond. That approach could mean increased property taxes for the community. Baish says the project will get done one way or another.
We look 4 years on it, and the town has no senior facilities, and we need them, and the need hasn't gone away.
But he is still definitely hoping the final results come out in favor of this bond. Also on the ballot were two open school board seats. One holds a 3-year term and one a 2-year term. Newcomer Jamie Bricker earned the most votes, 298, enough to win the longer term. Bricker says she's honored by the support and looking forward to being more immersed in her children's education.
But I'm also excited about working with a great group of people. I feel like I've got a whole new slew of resources at my fingertips, and I'm just really excited to work with the existing school board members.
Incumbent Darren Belisle came in second with 236 votes. Belisle has been on the school board since 2002 and says he looks forward to serving for a couple more years. Mark Smith, who was running to retain the seat he was appointed to last year, didn't make the cut with 114 votes. Voter turnout was down this year from last at around 43% of registered voters. Last year, it was around 50%. Beyond the ballot issues, voters in Skagway talked about concerns over affordable and available housing and getting this small community through the state budget crisis. Election results are set to be certified on October 6th, and newly elected officials will take office on October 10th. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.